Mary Jane from PiratePods.com, and I'm in Vegas at the House of Blues with Switches.
I'm Tom, and I play the bass in Switches.
Hello, I'm Matt, I sing.
What do you do?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm the drummer.
What's your name?
Steve.
Hi, I'm Ollie, and I play guitar. Just get your ass through my door. I don't ask for the chance. Drama queen.
Because I think you guys are relatively new to the American scene. Would you mind giving a brief intro as to how you guys got together and what you've been doing up till now, some of the highlights?
Met in the circus.
The circus.
I was a trapeze artist and Tom was a...
I was a monkey.
Acrobat. A knife thrower. This is, of course, the university circus where we sent out emails and stuff. It got us started, you know. Sent out emails to people at university.
And then what?
Meetings and stuff. And cut a long story short, about 7 years later. That's not that long, is it? It's about 3 years later, 4 years later. Here we are in Las Vegas, playing our second show in Las Vegas.
Alright, well, yeah, you guys are on the Nylon Tour right now, and it's going to be going on for about a month or so. Is there something you guys are really looking forward to? Or a particular city on the way?
San Fran, I love it.
I was looking to come here to Las Vegas.
Give me a house
here.
Yeah.
Hey, it's cool. The weather's nice. And, sorry, I'm...
sorry, I'm playing
myself.
It's because it's such a long tour. We get to see a lot of places, don't we? And going to New Orleans this time.
We do go to New Orleans, which is fun.
And going to Kansas City, which we haven't been to.
No.
And we get
excited about that?
Yeah, I think so.
Are we going to Kansas?
Kansas City.
Crazy.
Dorothy and
Wizard
of Oz and all that.
Well, how did you guys get hooked up in this tour with She Wants Revenge?
Oh.
Well, we go way back then when us.
Way back to yesterday when we met them first.
Yeah.
But I can't really think of the reason, to be honest with you, but it's nice that we've been they obviously heard us do something and then decided to chuck us on.
Yeah,
we got a good review in
Nylon. Band or something. So we got asked if we wanted to do it.
Yeah.
And we said, well, not doing anything else, are we?
Try and fit it in our busy schedule. Nothing. So, yeah, it's good. It's nice. It's nice to be on the tour. We're very excited and we love touring America. We've done it already this year in the freezing cold, so now we're doing it in the boiling hot, which is cool.
Well, since you guys are in Vegas tonight, do you have time to go see the city? Do you have any plans?
Well, we're on quite early, so I think, we'll get time later to go out if we want to.
And we're actually going to meet up with a band called Your Vegas, who are playing with Duran Duran tonight.
They're another English band that we toured with the Bravery last, in January.
So we're going to go and hang out with them, see what Mal's like at gambling.
I'm going to go and see Duran Duran.
Test his nerve. You're going to go watch Duran Duran?
God, yeah.
All right. Awesome.
God, yeah, hungry like the wolf.
No, we won't. No, I don't know what we're doing.
Maybe we'll go and hang out with those guys.
Yeah. Well, it's a good town to just walk around.
Yeah,
it's very sparkly at night.
Great.
Yeah, it's very exciting. We did come here before and it was brilliant. And Steve went gambling and won some money. Probably because my girlfriend won it for him. I don't think. I don't think anyone was returned a drink for the favours. So maybe we'll take Steve out for some drinks, or he'll take us out for some drinks.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's all cool. It's exciting. We like just wandering around, and we had a really good fun time last time. There was a good crowd, and the venue's great. So, and we're on quite early, so it gives us plenty of time to cruise about.
Yeah.
See what's going down.
Well, I read some reviews and you guys have been getting praise for being sort of an upbeat band from the gloomy UK. What do you guys have to say about that?
I suppose if you compare it to Keane and Coldplay, then we are a bit upbeat, aren't we? But I mean, there are other bands that are like UK that have got a bit more spice to them.
Fratelli's are a UK band that are quite upbeat, but there's not much upbeat music coming out of Britain because it's all, I don't know.
From the ghettos mainly.
Yeah.
The ghettos of England,
yeah.
That's how they sound. People like to write about their experiences growing up in
Croydon.
Suburbs of London and Birmingham. Makes them, I don't know, it's not exactly Well, it's exciting. I mean, it's nice. It's nice for them to write, but it just gets a bit boring to me. I find it a bit tedious. People just whinging about stuff. So it's nice to have some upbeat music that everyone can just dance and party to. And
I just want a drink.
Exactly.
Do you want a beer? Do you want an open?
Yeah, I'd really fancy a drink. I'm feeling a bit nervous.
Where's the open I don't know.
I can't remember what the question
was.
When
you're on the road, is that you drink mainly most nights, and then throughout the day, you're just craving another one.
I'm not craving alcohol, so I way too much last night, again.
But you know, if you have one, it'll make you feel really good. Nice cold beer, make you feel great, Steve.
I feel awful.
Thank you,
today.
Really
shaky.
You can't handle your drink, though. Take a hangover like a man. You're choking out.
Yeah, I'm trying. Matt, you never get hungover, do you?
I've
only for about.
I've been hungover. An hour. I was hungover this morning, but you just get up and after about an hour, it blasts off. Cobwebs go.
I seem to get really bad.
Eat a burger.
Your hangovers just disappear after an hour.
Yeah. Pretty much. Get up.
You are really lucky.
Eat, drink some water, and then. But I tell you what, only the bad ones last. You know, the bad ones when you're puking
really
the night
bad.
Before.
Not only because you haven't eaten, probably. No, the bad ones up there.
Yeah. I don't. Yeah. Anyway.
Which is. Yeah.
I was great yesterday.
Here we are, upbeat band, all whinging about having
yeah,
an hour.
Yeah, we do whinge a lot. We don't whinge in our songs, but we save it for our
personal
whinges. We like whinging.
Wet bags, aren't we?
We are wet. We don't do anything about these, our issues, our problems.
Yeah,
we just whinge
the,
at each other.
The English way, though, is to just
whinge and
have
take
issues
it
with things,
yeah.
But whinge about it and never confront them.
Yeah,
that's the English
that's the way.
Oh, well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
All right, well, you guys recently released an album, Lay Down the Law.
Uh-huh.
What are you most excited about for people to hear? I mean, what do you want fans to get from it when they hear it?
I just want people to, like, feel good. Like you say, upbeat music. I just want people to feel upbeat when they play it. The kind of music you should listen to when you're, like, getting ready to go out on a night out, really.
Driving.
Or driving, yeah. Just, like, feel-good stuff. You know,
it's important,
like,
to have a soundtrack, isn't it, to everything in life. I always find that the best music's the... Well, the best music, the music that you love the most, is something that's, like, quite significant to a time and a place and something you've done. So it'd be good to have a soundtrack. For some people, have a nice soundtrack. Something, you know. I don't really know what I'm talking about. It just sounds like incoherent crap, but...
Well, what would have been the soundtrack to the drive down here?
Snoring. Sleep. The sound of snoring.
Yeah,
we did an overnight drive. My snoring.
ZZ Top.
ZZ Top. Are they Vegas boys? Yeah, they are.
No, they're not.
Oh, no, they're from Arizona.
Oh,
no, you're right.
Yeah, is that right?
Sorry.
Texas.
We keep going off tangent. Sorry.
Houston, Texas, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. I was wrong.
I don't know. It'll be a good soundtrack.
Well, what have you guys been listening to lately?
I've been listening to The Editors.
You have, haven't you?
Yeah, they're great.
I've been listening to Outkast.
Stankonia. I get into things much later than most people because I'm backwards.
Yeah,
and
Ain't No Thing Like a Chicken. Right?
What's
that's
that?
From that
album.
Is right? It? I think, I don't
know, maybe. I like the one about I'll call before I come. I won't just pop it over out of the blue. That one, I like that one. And I like Miss Jackson. It took me 8 years to get into that song. But as of current bands, Ollie bought the MGMT album, which I burnt off him. Sorry, guys.
We did have one copy legit.
Yeah, we did buy it. Some one of us bought it. So Felix bought it as well. The MGMT
two.
Copies,
more than anyone's bought.
I like the Cribs album. The latest Cribs album. Listen to that a bit.
Have you heard of Neon Neon?
No, I haven't.
No, there's the lead singer from Super for Animals, Griff Rees, has teamed up with Boom Bip.
Have you got that album?
I've got
it's
it, yeah.
Great,
and
it?
It's based on the life of John DeLorean. So it's like all about cars and stuff. And it's very 80s. It's good.
Matt
it's
likes DeLoreans and Matt likes Griff Rees, so it's a winner, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great.
It's a winning combo.
Well, I saw on your MySpace page that you guys have The Vines listed as one of your top friends.
Oh, yeah,
correct?
Yeah, yeah.
Have you heard The Vines cover of Miss Jackson?
Yeah.
Well, I used to think it was awful, but then...
Really?
not their cover of Miss Jackson. I used to think the song... Well, I didn't like it much, so I was like, why is he doing a cover of an Outkast song? But that was when I was backwards.
About 7 years ago, no, 6 years ago probably. Mm-hmm. So at that time I was probably into the Beach Boys and nothing else. So yeah, I've heard that cover because we worked with their we did our album with a guy called Rob Schnaff who produced all their sort of best stuff.
Yeah.
And he was, I think they brought in a video camera tape of the actual sessions for that song when they were playing it. Do you remember? They were recording it in the studio, and I just remember just Craig sitting on the couch, just sort of going, "Oh God, Charlotte Patrick, what?" Just like, you know, it's great. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Well, we met them at the
tour we did, yeah, because Rob, obviously the aforementioned producer, brought Craig down because he's working on their new album, and he came along and sat where you're sitting there, and I just chewed his ear off. And he was probably getting fed up.
Literally.
Yeah, chewed his ear off, literally.
Wasted, actually, didn't he? All of us were wasted.
Yeah. And then it got wasted with Craig.
Wow.
One of the label puked in the sink.
Yeah. That's a good night, wasn't it?
It's good. She'll appreciate that little drop
The label puke in the sink, that's the best.
No, it's a good night when someone from the label pukes.
That night was massive, actually, wasn't it? We all got
a
The lead singer from the Bravery was so impressed that he wanted to be on our bus for one moment, didn't he?
He never goes anywhere.
Well, if your bus is so amazing, what do you guys do on here?
Well, nothing amazing ourselves. But people make it amazing when you have a party.
Yeah, we like to have visitors on the bus, and then when we're alone, we just like to chill out and.
We had a few wild do's, didn't we, on the last tour?
Well,
I did.
A wild hairdo.
Wild hairdos. Pylons.
Wait, what? Would you like to elaborate? I don't understand
that. A pylon over there.
You mean a pile up?
A writhing mess.
Basically, all the guys.
We were absolutely wasted.
Got fucked on mushrooms and ended up jumping on each other, semi naked.
Probably shouldn't air that, but.
Legal, isn't it?
No.
I don't know.
They're not legal, are they?
And they ended up like semi-naked, all piled up on each other.
You're adding stuff. No one was semi-naked. It's ridiculous.
He was. He had a vest on. Not much else.
Well, he was
vest on. He had a vest on.
No, I had jeans on with it.
All right. Maybe I'm making stuff up.
Dong hanging out.
Dong.
Anyway,
we're not a homoerotic band though,
but
we're not
Queen.
You see my mind. It's not the same again.
Well, what's the most outrageous music fad that you guys have ever seen or participated in?
Music what?
Fad.
Fad? Oh, yeah. Oh, I see what you mean.
You know, like a hairstyle or...
Mullets.
I had
quite a big mullet before on the first tour.
I've got a
tour.
Mullet now.
Yeah. You've got a nice mullet, haven't you?
I've got ice hockey hair. I had my fringe cut, or as you call them, bangs. And I cut it myself and it got a bit bad. Now, if I straighten my hair, it's like... Totally
Thank you. We discussed undercuts before in an interview, and I don't know if it ever happened in America, but when you were growing up in England, you had to have your hair undercut, like all this bit shaved and the long bit over the top, so you could lift it up. It looked really crap.
Grunge
but it was like, it was either grunge or like even shoegazing or something like that. I don't know what it was.
It was like, is it rave?
It's like rave.
I thought it was an okay hairstyle.
I never had it.
A thing to impress your friends by like lifting the flap and going,
how high's your undercut?
I had a really drastic haircut once. Went to this barber's in Wakefield, and
as if anyone from Las Vegas knows where Wakefield is.
Well, And I was just wearing a short back and sides with it sort of spiked at the front. The guy just gets out the razor and he just awesome. Shaves it all off and leaves me a little fringe to spike up
oh,
at the front.
No.
I was
and,
like,
and a rat tail out the back.
No.
A rat tail out the back. Fucking bastard. Oh well. It grew back.
I hate those haircuts people have where they've got a shaved head, but it's long at the front and they slick it back.
Yeah.
I think it's more of a metal thing.
Oh, like
that guy in the guitar
Mar-a-mar
shop.
You
no, the guitar in the guitar shop. He had like completely shaved head and a bit of the front that was really long, and then he'd like grease it back over. The, it was so shit. Yeah,
Flock of Seagulls is the most outrageous music and haircut movement. Felix, the keyboard player, whatever he is, he loves it.
Yeah.
That's what he's about.
It's in a Wakefield at the Crips. I do a good Ryan Jarman impression where you just cut your own hair and look stupid.
Alright, well, are you guys writing any new music right now?
Yeah, always writing.
Yeah.
I wrote a song yesterday called Another Man's Treasure.
Really?
It's
could you give us like a little. I want to hear
it's
it though.
Yeah, it's rubbish.
Can we have like a little teaser of what you guys are working
on?
It's on
my laptop, but I can't.
Or how about an a cappella version?
No.
Can I just wear the drug single?
Yeah. we've got. Actually, you were at our sound check because I saw you standing next to Keith. We played
Full Hole
the first
songs.
Two songs we played. I don't know if you were there for the whole thing with two ones we've just finished.
I just did the last two.
It's a shame.
But
so you could have played. You could have, but we played. Good. But we played Lay Down the Law and Coming Down. They were the last two.
Yeah, bummer.
So you would have heard. Are you going to be at the present at the show tonight?
Yeah, I am.
Are we going to play? We probably won't play any ones tonight.
Play it now on acoustic.
I'm not. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
But yeah, we're working on new material.
Yeah.
So probably will never get released, but
ever the optimist.
Well, what are you guys looking forward to the most coming up after maybe the Nylon tour?
Looking forward to sex.
After the tour, you should be getting it all you can on the tour.
Sex, yeah. Yeah. What on the tour?
Or after the tour?
When we get home.
Biscuits, hobnobs.
Biscuits.
I might move out to America after the tour finishes.
I'm coming with you. On live in your basement.
No, you're not,
bastard.
Yeah, you can live in my basement in a
lock
box.
In a box, yeah. Lucky you.
I'll be the host for a rainy day.
I'll be the house monkey. And when I'm feeling horny, I can bring you out.
Oh my God.
True.
Gib mask.
that incident in the news recently about that Belgian guy who kept his daughter in the cellar.
Yeah, I wrote about
kind of
that.
Well, we wrote a song called Lady. What wrote a song called Lady for a Rainy Day?
I wrote that one.
Which was
he writes all those songs.
Yeah, which is based on like
Soul Monkey.
Like I read a lot on the internet about people that were captured and kept in basements and stuff. And it's a bit dark, but if they're going to put it in the news, why not use it as like inspiration? And then the song was written, and then suddenly it was all over the news about this guy in Austria. It's awful stuff.
Yeah.
But things they like drill into you on the news, you end up becoming part of what your thoughts are. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like watching too much. Well, I'm not going to say this.
Oh, just get lost. Stop talking about rude stuff.
You want me to get him out of here?
Naughty, isn't he?
Naughty.
Down.
I think he's
down.
Well, something I was curious about, and I meant to ask it earlier, is how does your audience differ between the States and the UK? Do you guys notice any reaction differences?
Ooh. It's a question we get asked a lot, actually. And we never
Sorry.
No,
it's okay.
It's
all
right. It's a hard one to answer, really, because it does vary depending on what state you're at and also what place you'd be in England anyway.
I think it varies from city to city. Like, you can play somewhere like Sazzy, like LA or New York, and people are kind of a bit more... They get a lot of music coming through, so they're kind of like, so, well, what's this?
Yeah.
Whereas in the middle America is much more, they're just happy to have something going and they're just really excited to see, and much more looser than I'd say, like, the middle of England, like somewhere like Leicester. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they're, everyone in England is kind of the same. Like,
but you get a few crazy audiences in England as well, it's bizarre. You just can't predict it, you can never predict an audience, because it's kind of strange, I suppose. It makes what makes it so interesting. It's like, it's the biggest variable, I think, that you have. It's like going to a gig and then thinking, oh, what are the crowd going to be like tonight? Because it generally depicts your mood and how good you play.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, we buzz off the crowd what they're doing anyway, don't we?
Exactly.
If they're not up for it, then we kind of don't really give them anything, really.
That's not true.
Well, I don't know about a lot.
I think it's true to a certain extent.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is that the crowd aren't really responding and don't be interested. You look a bit desperate if you try and, like, if you start.
Yeah.
You might as well just, like,
get on.
Like tonight, for example, I'm not going to make any effort whatsoever to integrate with the crowd. Because
until you get something back. Until they start going, yeah, we're into this.
Actually, we're out at Vegas. Last time we played it, it was really good.
Mm-hmm.
Good crowd. And I'm hoping, we've had a few MySpace messages from people saying that they can't wait to see us tonight. So there should be some people there tonight that are really. Already seen us before, so I think we might give it a show. You know, you never know. I'm a bit inconsistent, really. Sometimes just really poor, sometimes I'm alright. You know,
it's like Felipe Massa. He said on Felipe Massa, the Grand Prix driver. He said on an interview that sometimes I'm good, sometimes I'm shit. It's the same as that, really.
Sometimes I'm a brilliant, amazing man.
Yeah.
And other times I'm just a shitty man.
Yeah.
Shitty man.
It's a new song. Myself.
Shitty man. I'm just a shitty man.
Just a shitty man.
I'm a shit monkey.
They call him the shit monkey.
Alright, that's enough.
All right, well, I always ask the same three questions when I try to wrap up an interview.
Okay.
So the first one is, do you guys have any slang terms that you overuse?
Dong.
This guy.
Fucking
I use dong. It keeps saying dong, and it means, well
penis. Basically,
we say eggy a lot.
Eggy.
The story is,
yeah, this is so eggy.
Yeah,
it kind of means it's not cheesy, but it's worse. It's like cheesy is kind of like happy and like cheesy, but eggy is just sad.
Stinks.
It's like it's like halfway between cheesy and corny. It's like eggy,
sad, and it's hopelessly pathetic. Eggy. It's like all the other bands on this tour.
We make this noise a lot. Like that. After the late great Alan Carr, English comedian.
Is he dead?
He's not dead, really. He's very camp, and so we make that noise a lot, don't we? And what else do we do?
You're now getting in. Our minds, and you realise how dorky we really are.
How eggy we really
are.
Yeah,
see, we can use our own slang against us to describe ourselves.
Yeah, eggy.
Alright, what's everyone's drink of choice?
Non-alcoholic drinks for me.
Vodka Red Bull.
Yeah.
I like a nice vintage red wine.
I like Guinness. What do you like?
Vodka and anything.
I'll tell
good
you what,
vodka, Stolly.
Me and Ollie are very big fans of Bloody Marys.
Yeah, Bloody Marys.
Or in Canada they're called Caesars. They're practically the same thing. Clamato, tomato, shamalato.
You say Clamato, I
say. Yeah.
Can
they're
I go
nice.
On to drug choice now? Definitely Shroom Boy over here.
I like stark contrasts in your viewing.
Matt's progressed onto heroin. I'm sorry.
Well, I don't care. You can do what you want.
I'm
yeah.
For fuck's sake.
Rest of us.
Point Beans.
We don't do drugs. We're a good band.
Just you, Beans, and crap.
Just me,
all that shit. Drink of choice. Yeah, I think we
covered that.
Yeah.
All right, and how do you guys feel about eyeliner?
I wear it.
I've been looking for some for the last 3 days unsuccessfully because in Vegas apparently you don't have normal shops, you just have casinos.
We have normal shops in the casinos, but everything is way overpriced.
Okay.
Can I ask you a question? How do you feel about Brandon Flowers?
From The Killers?
Yeah, because it's their town, isn't it?
Yeah.
Does everyone here like them? Like, proud of their local boys? Or you know?
I think so, yeah.
Because they're awesome. And also, the other band, Panic at the Disco, from Vegas too, right? Panic at the Disco.
Are they? I don't know. I don't follow them.
Yeah, they're a bit...
They're great, aren't
they? Emo.
Yeah, their new stuff's very sort of like... They're trying to be like Sgt. Pepper.
They're very good.
The emo generation.
Cool.
Yeah.
Very, very good
band. I was thinking of local Las Vegas bands.
Local heroes.
Yeah. Sorry, yeah.
In the question was it?
What
was the question?
Eyeliner. Well, it might have been Flowers because he always used
that's
to wear
it.
In the old days. He used to wear a lot of in the old days, like 18 months ago. He used to wear like a lot of eyeliner and pink jackets. And
I don't
stuff.
Wear eyeliner.
I do, and Ollie does. Steve does.
I like it, but
he wears it up his bum.
Yeah. No, I'm the worst person to get it. I can't do it myself yet. I haven't learnt that. But when people put it on me, I'm rubbish. My eyes water. I blink, and I'm scared.
It just takes practice.
Yeah.
But seriously, back to the Vegas shop situation. Where are there shops? Because we need stuff.
Yeah, I mean, usually the casinos, they all have, like, little shops, like gift shops,
they
and they'll have,
like,
the
sweets, the cigars.
Well, some of them have, like, the necessities, but they're all, like, airplane travel stuff.
Oh, okay.
But it's overpriced. Mm.
So, where can we buy
there
liquor?
Are shops down there. Yeah. You've just got to walk about half an hour's walk down the strip. There's, like, a group, isn't there? Like, low-rise shops.
Yeah, honestly, I mean, you just gotta, like, detour away from the casinos.
I think this city's awesome. I think it's really amazing. I love coming here. It's fascinating, but it's just so... I just find it bizarre about actually living here. I just find it interesting, because it's, like, nothing like we'd ever experienced before coming here, you know.
Do you guys have anything you'd like to say to your fans who are listening? Besides Dong.
Say hello. If anyone comes to the show tonight to see us, thank you very much. And if you don't, come next time.
Cooking for me, but she caught me looking.